AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden is set to kick off a more aggressive coronavirus campaign ahead of winter. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that includes a shift in emphasis to get already vaccinated people to get a booster shot.
Officials believe convincing the 100 million eligible Americans who have not yet been boosted to get another shot will be far easier than the push to vaccinate the roughly 43 million adults who have not received a single shot. The administration believes widespread boosting will be the most effective step in fighting the virus this winter.
The president will outline his plan this afternoon. Unemployment claims increased last week. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department reports jobless claims climbed by 28,000 to 222,000, but that was up from a 52-year low the week before. The four-week average continues to drop. It fell below 239,000, a pandemic low. Overall, 2 million Americans were receiving traditional jobless benefits the week that ended November 20th. That was the week before Thanksgiving. The numbers reflect an ongoing rebound in the job market after last year's coronavirus recession caused employers to cut more than 22 million jobs. Still, the U.S. remains 4 million jobs short of February 2020. Ben Thomas, Washington.
OPEC and its allied oil-producing countries decide to maintain the plan for modest monthly oil production increases, a pace that's frustrated the U.S. and other oil-consuming nations amid rising gasoline prices. The Dow is up more than 400 points in late morning trading. S&P has gained 34. The Nasdaq is off a fraction. The Biden administration, under a federal court order, is reinstating the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers after striking a deal with Mexico. The White House will resume the program affecting some 70,000 people until it finds a legal way to end it. This is AP News. Baseball owners lock out the players right after the latest contract expired last night. Ed Donahue with more.
It's the management equivalent of a strike and is the first baseball work stoppage in more than 25 years. The collective bargaining agreement has run out. New York Mets pitcher Max Scherzer wants to see change.
There's so many different ways that we, as players as a whole, that we believe that we can make the game better.
Commissioner Rob Manfred is hoping the lockout will jumpstart negotiations and get an agreement to allow the season to start on time. Player agent Scott Boras says competition is a big issue.
Whole integrity and wholesomeness of the game needs to be back to where it was, where there is an incentive to go to the ballpark and win every day.
Average salaries in baseball are declining. 11 weeks remain until pitchers and catchers are scheduled to report to spring training.
Both sides have about 70 days to reach an agreement to allow for spring training and an on-time start to the season. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.